And that was Akin and Stayed Together. That was followed by Diversity with Sweetwater Dreams, new song by them. And what's your name, by the way?
Michelle.
And where are you from?
I'm from Atlanta.
Atlanta. What brings you over here? For the nice cookout, right?
Yeah, for the cookout, and I get my hair done by Dion.
Yeah, for how long?
Oh, about 15 years.
15? And how long does that drive from Atlanta?
Oh, no, I actually live in Powder Springs, but we've been living here for a long time. It takes about 10 minutes.
Sure. Well, I do thank you for losing yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show. I'm going to go on with my next interview, and this is an actress, and she was on, Roseanne, and I'm going to go on with her right now, Adila Barnes, that's her name, and here is the interview I did with her. Rich Production Radio, and we're here with Adila Barnes.
Adila Barnes.
And, of course, you're the author of, On My Own Terms. This just recently came out?
Yes, it came out in December of 2008, and I'm really proud of the book. It's doing very well. In fact, the month of June, last month, it was named number 3 in Essence magazine in terms of nonfiction paperbacks, even though it does come in hardback as well. So Obama got number 1. He got number 2 for his 2 books. And I came in number 3, so I was in very good company.
Now, did you get any response from President Obama? Did he contact you?
No, he hasn't, but I'm going to send him a copy of the book and let him know that I'm trailing him. I'm right behind him.
Yes. So he knows that, too, so he heard of your name as well, so that's good, you know what I'm saying? So.
Well, I hope he has.
Yes. Actually, speaking about, you know, President Obama in the White House, how does that make you feel, you know, being a strong, independent black woman, you know, and so many black, you know, people now that's in power now. How does that make you feel?
I feel very, very proud. And I think now, in many ways, some of the ills that we've had in our country, we're able to now begin healing in a new way. And that's really beautiful. And not only that, I think that it allows those who perhaps have been considered to be the disenfranchised, perhaps those of color, perhaps those who are poor, to see that it's very possible to achieve whatever it is you want, including becoming president of the United States of America.
And what is On My Own Terms about?
It's really the story of an ashy-kneed little country girl in the state of California who's got big dreams and angels who guide her along the way to achieve what it is she wants for herself.
And you're from California?
I'm a native Californian. I grew up in a little town called Oroville, California. And from there, I moved to UC Santa Cruz, where I graduated, the Bay Area, and I presently live in Los Angeles, as well as being bi-coastal in Atlanta. So this is my home, too.
Really? So growing up in a small town, what did that mean to you? And then turned to actress, of course, then book author. How does that mean to you?
Well, what it means to me growing up in a small town is that I really had the opportunity to learn from my elders, to be a part of nature, to really appreciate life in a very simple and very loving and a very respectful way. For example, I always love seniors, and performing here today at Carestone is an example of my desire to continue to stay connected and to give back to my elders.
And this is your first book that you wrote, or is this just a second?
This is actually my first book, yes.
And how did you get inspired to do this book?
I had former students of mine who gave me this book and said, this is for when you decide to write your acting book. These were my acting students when I taught at the American Conservatory Theater in San Francisco, California. And so they really planted the seed. And some years later, fast forward, I decided it was time to really write that book. So it took a different kind of route. It's not a how-to acting book of sorts. It's more using my life as the backdrop. And it really is a book that I think transcends categorizing. And one of the reviewers said that it's a book that defies you to categorize it. So it is at once an acting book. It's a motivational book. It's an inspirational book. It's a memoir. It's an autobiography. It's all of that and more.
So how can someone use this as a tool to better themselves?
I think people can use it as a tool, first of all, by reading it and really allowing themselves to absorb it. I used a particular technique in the book where I italicize all the things that I want the reader to remember. So hopefully people's eyes will become accustomed to those, because those are like the lessons or the jewels that I want people to keep and hold on to. And the response I'm getting already from so many people, both those that I know and those I do not know, has been reinforcing and affirming that perhaps this value, this book has more value than just being of value to me.
Now, also, you got your acting start. Roseanne, is it? Am I correct?
No, actually, I began when I was 16.
Really?
I was in high school in a program called Project Upward Bound.
Okay.
And so it was many years later, actually. It was when I moved to Los Angeles, having been in a play by August Wilson, Joe Turner's Come and Gone. And it broke box office records at ACT in San Francisco, then came to Los Angeles, broke box office records at the Los Angeles Theater Center. And from there, that's when I began to do some of the things that I began to do as an actor, more television and film once I moved to Los Angeles.
Sure. So when you got your part on Roseanne, how did that make you feel?
It made me feel great. And it's really interesting because I was on the road touring with another one-woman show with the African American Drama Company, and I just had this feeling that I wanted to go home, because oftentimes if I'm out for a week and I have a show at the beginning of the week and one at the end of the week, you know, I would stay out on the road. But in this case, I just said, oh, I need to go home in between these two bookend performances, and I'm glad I did, because once I got back, I found out I had this audition for the Roseanne show, and it was only supposed to be a guest starring role, one episode, turned out to be five seasons. So it was a huge blessing to be on a number one show.
All right, that was Adela Bond's first part of the interview. And now here is Sister Hazel with Champagne High, then Rola with her new song, I, here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show.
I wasn't looking for a lifetime with you. I never thought it would hurt just to hear. And all that I thought to be, and you'll be the one who just left me undone by my own hesitation and for the million hours that we were. Well, I'll smile and remember it all, then I'll turn and go while the story's completed. Mine, it's a long way from done. From done. Now I'm ashamed.
Auto Repair Incorporated, building relationships for the road ahead. You can visit them online at www.eliteautori.com. Elite Auto Repair Incorporated. You can see my friends Katie Paver and Jim Paver at 1587 Post Road in Warwick, Rhode Island. Again, Elite Auto Repair Incorporated, 1587 Post Road in Warwick, Rhode Island. You'll call Elite Auto Repair Incorporated at 401-736-8942. Again, Elite Auto Repair Incorporated, 401-736-8942. Elite Auto Repair Incorporated. Tell them I'll lose yourself at the Derek Shapiro Show. Sent you the complete picture. Wall decor, laser, engraving, and more. Go visit my line at www.thecompletepictureusa.com. Call my friends, Peter C. George or Diane P. Bellevue at 508-399-7703. Call the complete picture at 508-399-7703. The Complete Picture, located 21 Brook Street, Seekonk, Mass. Again, The Complete Picture, located 21 Brook Street in Seekonk, Mass. The Complete Picture, tell them I'll lose yourself at the Derek Shapiro Show, sent you. Anna's Dry Cleaning and Tailoring. Visit them at 21 Brook Street in Seekonk, Mass. Anna's Dry Cleaning and Tailoring. Visit them at 21 Brook Street in Seekonk, Mass. Call Anna's Dry Cleaning at 508-399-6864. Again, call Anna's Dry Cleaning and Tailoring at 508-399-6864. Anna's Dry Cleaning and Tailoring. Tell them I'll lose yourself at the Derek Shapiro Show. Sent you. Federal Auction Store. Go visit my friends, Justin and Gordon Kopka at 1417 Atwood Avenue, Suite 9 in Johnston, Rhode Island. Federal Auction Store, located 1417 Atwood Avenue, Suite 9 in Johnston, Rhode Island. Specialize in antiques, jewelry, sports collectibles, A through Z. Federal Auction Store. Call them at 401-228-6280. Again, 401-228-6280. You can visit them online at federalauctionstore.com. Federal Auction Store. Tell them I'll lose yourself at the Derek Shapiro Show. Sent you. Layback Creative Design. Flowers, gifts, and events. Decor. Go see my friend Harriet Alexander at 5849 Mulberry Street in Austell, Georgia. 5849 Mulberry Street in Austell, Georgia. Call Layback Creative Design at 770-739-3773. Again, 770-739-3773. Layback Creative Design. Tell them to Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show sent you.
Yes, and so how did that make you feel to be the number one show and get to know Rosie and all that controversy? Like, did you defend her, you know, when all that controversy happened?
Well, no. She's a woman that you don't really need to defend. She can handle herself pretty well. For me, it was a wonderful opportunity. She has impeccable timing as a comedian, and I would sometimes just sit in the bleachers and watch her in scenes that I was not in because she really is quite a comedian.
Do you still keep in contact with Roseanne today?
I haven't been in contact with her, no, but I've seen her on TV. I saw her recently on Tavis Smiley, and she seems to be on a spiritual journey where her life has really taken a turn in a very beautiful, spiritual way.
And the one that played your husband on the show, you said, is on Grey's Anatomy?
Yes. James Pickens Jr. is now the senior surgeon on Grey's Anatomy, and I just saw him recently. He came and hosted again for my Los Angeles Women's Theater Festival.
Sure. And so here in Atlanta, you do this, I'm a Woman Black, right?
Yes, I have a one-woman show called I Am That I Am Woman Black. It's now been around since 1990. What is that, 19 years, and it's now toured 41 states and 3 continents, including North America, Africa, and Europe.
And so you're doing one here in Atlanta coming up?
Actually, I just did a snippet tonight here at Carestone, and so I don't know when I will be back here to perform, but now that I also am bi-coastal living here, having the Writers Well, a retreat for writers, I am sure that I will be much more accessible to perform here.
So, you wrote the show, of course. And
I conceived it. I'd say 99% of everything I say is in the words of the women.
And so can you give me the best excerpt from the show?
Give you the best excerpt? What do you mean by that?
Like the best scene. Can you act out the best scene?
Can I act out right now?
It's just like a line. I'll
give you the opening poem.
Okay.
I am that I am, woman, black. Come journey with me as I take us back. The times of so many are long gone, but the rewards of their efforts live on and on. Come now to the time of slavery, when sisters such as Sojourner thought we, not me.
Thank you very much. And where is this writer's retreat here in Atlanta?
It's actually in Sharpsburg, and if people are interested, they can go to my website. And the website for the Writers Retreat is www.writersretreat.com, and they would go to the location in Georgia because we have a whole network of retreats throughout the world, and mine happens to be in Georgia. And if people are interested in getting the book or contacting me directly, they can go to my personal website at www.adilah.com. Just one more website I want to give you, or actually I want to tell you how they can also get the book. I'll autograph it if they order it through me, but they can also go to Amazon.com and BN.com for Barnes & Noble.
Sure. Well, I'm going to be putting a free link from the Derek Shapiro Show.com to your website as well.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you, Derek. I appreciate that.
No problem. And you know, me coming from up north, I just moved down to Atlanta last year, actually.
I hear an accent. It sounds like you're from the East Coast.
Yes, I'm Boston area, Rhode Island. Providence, Rhode Island.
Wow.
Yes, I just went to visit my parents, New England. Have you been up in Boston or Rhode Island?
Absolutely. In fact, when I was in college, I had an internship, and it was really a program where I did a field study, and it was at Emerson College in Boston.
Okay.
And I performed in Boston as well.
Have you been to Newport or Providence ever?
I haven't, not to perform, no.
I would say if you ever had to go to Providence, yeah, I would check out Water Fires. They have it right in front of the Providence Place Mall, and they lay it like medieval times, and it's very late to play nice music,
wow.
And you would love it, you know, if you ever had a chance to go on vacation to Providence, you know.
Wow.
And they do it like from the Memorial Day to like a little bit, you know, to October time, and it's really, really great. And they bring the adults, the children, and the seniors all together in one place. It makes a very good
thing. I'm gonna have to email you to get more details.
Exactly. Well, I do thank you for losing yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show today, and thank you for being a guest.
And I'm Adela Barnes, and I'm on the Derek Shapiro Show, and very pleased to be so.
Of course, here's that was Adela Barnes, and this is Tiffany with If Only, followed by new song by Fed Hill, and In the Heart of the City. You know, Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show.
Scarlet red drips from my veins. What's wrong with me that I imagine such things? And if only for a moment, let there be peace. And how can I live with this pain? I don't have the strength to conquer this shame. And if only for a moment, let there be tell me, did you know that I still won't let it go? And just maybe you're still flying free. If only. Tell me why I'm left here alone. I search for your voice, but I should have known that if only for a moment you'd be with me. And tell I'm rapping.
26 now, nigga, when you gonna learn that the city is unforgiven, the buildings are built for living, so you take what you're given, hold precious your home, and take care of what you own. I know the night lights look nice in the chrome, but when it's gone, it's gone. Did you hear that? Doom, doom. I go hard on the streets, doom, doom. I'm the hardest screech. City life, see what my city's like. This the city life, for some it's a shitty life. This is city living, mostly them city children. From my bedroom, see the lights of them city buildings. Ain't gotta act hard, pride is my backyard. I run road out, you can call me a track star. And we a team, homie, all is one. I don't sleep until all is done. I ain't rockin', so please don't call me Mr. 401. It's Mr. Rags, you can call me, I'm still in that 401. From where we was, look at all we become. For what it's worth, I put my all in the sun. Know that my city love it. Think I give a fuck about my city's budget, about my city's public, know how my city does it. Let me handle my city business, then I ride you outside of them city limits. Money back, or you be playing wide receiver, catching bullets. Pat, damn, that's your bitch. Check how I'm pulling that coke on the stove. Wartime cooking crack. Nowadays, a nigga roll with the Thule Black. I spit that duffel bag Uzi rap, trying to dodge these feds and these booby traps. It's hard as a motherfucker, but I'm stacking my butter. If you sit in the shade, you a boss and you paid. In the line of fire, niggas get you robbed and blazed. I'm from the bottom, where we just scheme on the top, feed off the rock. Dreams of getting rich off the block. Thugs do sticks, keep a couple clips in a box. Latest J's on my feet when I'm extra dip. 5950 on the tip, 40 or the Nina on the hip. Get your head popped off for being flossy on my strip.
All right, back here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show. And this is my interview I did with Florence from the Fifth Dimension. And she's really great. And here she is right now.